إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we are on the subject of thoughtful dhikr of the كلمة لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. And yesterday we, and the day before that we spoke about the meaning and understanding of lahul mulk, that everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the meaning of belonging is, and what this feeling of belonging can do and should do to us because we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And then after lahul mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said lahul hamd, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam by saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the Alameen. In lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, we have the meaning of that ayah, because rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a factor of his ownership of everything that he created. So Rabbul Alameen is the Rabb of the Alameen because he is Khaliqul Alameen, because he created all the alams. And therefore, Lahul Mulk, therefore it belongs to him, and to him therefore is all praise and all thanks. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi, in his tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, he mentioned the hadith narrated by Abu Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there was a man in the people of the past who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following words. And the man said, Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. He said, Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. He said, my Rabb, all praise and all thanks, lakal hamd, kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik, all praise and all thanks be to you in keeping with the glory and magnificence of your countenance. Wa azim sultanik, and in keeping with the glory and the extent and the magnificence of your kingdom. He said, all praise to you. How much praise? As much as is your glory, both in the glory of your face, of your countenance, and the glory and magnificence of what you have created. Only Allah knows what He has created. Rasulullah ﷺ said that the recording angels had never heard this form of praise before, so they did not know what reward to write for this praise. So they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they inform Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does not need to be informed and He knows already. But they do this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks these questions, which I will come to in a minute, in order to establish a proof in favor of His slave on the Day of Judgment. Allah does not need to ask and Allah does not need to be informed. So the malaika go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, your slave has praised you in words that we have never heard before. So what are we supposed to write as reward for those words? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the malaika, what did he say? And the malaika say that, Ya Rabb, he said, Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to the malaika, you be the witnesses that I will reward him in keeping with the glory and magnificence of my face, and I will reward him in keeping with the glory and magnificence of my kingdom. Now the thing to which I remind myself and you is that as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, as far as His glory is concerned, as far as His magnificence is concerned, As far as what is due to him is concerned, it is not even possible for us to think about this. We are too small, our brains are too small, our hearts are too small, we can't possibly even imagine this. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us this when we meet him, inshallah. So that then we can praise and thank Allah after seeing. But today we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil ghaib, without seeing. To some extent we have some sense of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. A very, very small reflection of what he created when we reflect on the creation itself. And that's the reason why it's important for us to keep our eyes and ears open and to reflect on the creation. Allah told us to do this. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. Signs of the glory of Allah, signs of the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we praise and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that He gave us and all that He did not give us. Because both of these are things to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. What He gave us is worthy of thanks, and what He did not give us is worthy of thanks. All the dua that we made and Allah accepted is worthy of thanks, and all the dua that we made and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not grant us what we wanted is also worthy of praise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Allah also mentioned to us the fact that no matter what we do, there is no way that we can even count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you try to count the ni'mat of Allah, the blessings of Allah, you cannot count. It's not possible to count. And this is not even a question of hyperbole or a question of exaggeration or a question of... This is actual reality. When we do our tazkiyah workshops and so on, I remind myself and I tell whoever is there to actually do this, which is to say that just look at yourself. You don't even have to go outside that. Look at yourself and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every part of your body that you are aware of. Even that we cannot do. Because we don't, there are so many that we can't even thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our own bodies. For example, how many times do you think in yesterday in 24 hours, I'm talking about myself, how many times do you think I would have thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that I can bend my fingers and I can pick up things without pain? Do you think I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah forgive me. I did not thank Allah. The fact that I can clutch my hand, I can make a fist and I can extend my fingers and I can pick up things without any pain. Did I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why should I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Go and ask somebody who has arthritis. Go and ask someone who has arthritis whether you should thank Allah for this or not. It's an agony. With the severe arthritis, the fingers simply won't bend. They get extended like this and they can't hold things because the hand is like this. How many times did we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our ankles are flexible and we can walk freely, we can run? Ask somebody who's got a problem with the ankles. And I can go on ad infinitum about this. I mean, starting from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, every single part. And we are only in one body. We haven't gone anywhere else. Just our own body. What is cancer? What is cancer? Cancer is not a disease. You can't get cancer. You can't get infected with cancer. What's cancer? Cancer is your own body cells, which suddenly decide that they don't want to do what they are supposed to do. That's it. That is cancer. Or can? Cancer is your own body cells which, in a manner of speaking, rebel against you. So they kill you. Your own cells. And that's the reason why the white corpuscles, for example, the cells which are supposed to fight infection and so on, they don't fight them because they are their own. They do not see cancer cells as a foreign body. That's why the body has no defense against cancer by itself. when it reverses, or you know, it goes into remission. These are all words which we have invented. We say cancer went into remission. What is the meaning of that? You have no clue. Do you know how to send it into remission? No. If we knew how to send cancer into remission, we would have had cancer cure. We don't have cancer cure. We are doing something. You are doing chemotherapy, you are doing radiation, so on. Hopefully, it works. In some cases, it works. In some cases, it doesn't work. So, how must we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the oncologists and the cancer experts, they say that every single cell in every single body is capable of becoming cancerous. So, potential for cancer exists in every single human being. There is no one who is free from the possibility of having cancer. Nobody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, has kept us free of this. Yeah? People get very hassled, oh, so-and-so has got cancer. So I always laugh, because I said, if you have cancer, what will happen? You will die. If you don't have cancer, what will happen? You will still die. So what is there to get so upset about? Okay, so you have cancer, that's one reason for that, one way or one excuse by which somebody dies. And I know many cases where people had cancer, so-called got cured, whatnot, and then they died of something else. You have to die. There's no running away from the fact that one day you will die. So if you get cancer, so what? Big deal. Get it treated, no problem. What's the difference between a cold and a cancer? Actually speaking, statistically, more people die of influenza, which is flu, which is cold, than they die of cancer. So cold is actually more dangerous than cancer if you look at the number of deaths. The point I'm making is, how do you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? Should we thank Allah or not? How many times did you get cold? How many times did I get cold? Did we die? We could have died, potentially. The key thing is that we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to become aware of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose of lahul mulk wa lahul hamd is to make us aware of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question. How many will you deny? How many will you deny? فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ How many of my blessings will you deny? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make us among those who are thankful to Him and keep us in that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also promised. Allah said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ So when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the promises of the Quran. Yeah, there are several promises in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised some things. One of those promises is, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ The one who thanks me, I will increase and enhance those blessings. And we know as a matter of fact, as a matter of reality, that if you become aware of something and you are thankful for it, by itself it feels nicer than it did before. When you were ignoring it or when it was there, matter of fact, we were not sure. But once you are aware, oh my God, mashallah, subhanallah, look at this beautiful thing. Alhamdulillah, you feel nice. Right then and there. And then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will increase that blessing for you, and inshallah Allah will do that. One of the promises of the Quran. And that is the benefit of thanking, and therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are thankful. Final thing I want to end with is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's famous quote, where Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked him, he was praying and his feet had swollen because of the time that he was standing in salah, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, why do you punish yourself so much? Why do you do so much hard work? Your feet have swollen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you, and there is nothing that you need to, you know. And he said, should I not be a thankful slave? Imagine, who is saying this? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how much and what do we need to thank Allah for? We ask Allah to make us among His thankful slaves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our thanks and to always keep us in a state where we are thankful to Him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.